And Sunny is out today, so we have a special report on Ebola and then followed by a small short sports update. Well, Beatrice Yardola was to make history as Liberia's last Ebola patient. A few weeks ago, she was discharged from a treatment center in Monrovia, an event celebrated by the government in grand style. Liberians started counting down 42 days, the period that has to go by without a single new infection until the World Health Organization can declare a country Ebola-free. Well, that countdown stopped on March 20th when there was another new case of Ebola, marking Yardolo's story a reminder that Ebola is far from over. Bono Mueckler reports from Monrovia.
And since my return, on that day, there were a whole lot of journalists, people from different medias, you know, they're getting information from me.
It was a big day in her life. On March 5th, Beatrice Yardolo was discharged from a Chinese Ebola treatment center. Government officials, diplomats, the media, everybody wanted to see the woman who was then declared and widely celebrated as Liberia's last Ebola patient. As it turns out, this was premature. 15 days later, Monrovia's Redemption Hospital took in and then transferred a woman infected with Ebola. Liberia had to postpone its victory over the deadly virus. Despite being Liberia's almost last Ebola patient, Beatrice Yardolo's story is no less compelling, a reminder that Liberia has to remain vigilant.
But because he got sick, his sister, his brother, all went around him and touched him, you know, and they too got any problem, and some of them had to die.
Beatrice's 32-year-old son, Steve, worked at an Ebola treatment center. One day after work in January, when he had already undressed from his protective suit, he helped a sick woman out of car who had just arrived at the hospital. A month later, Steve was dead, and so were two of his siblings. And Beatrice Yardolo came down with the virus.
So I'm just grateful to the Almighty God for preserving my life. Though our children have gone, we are still grieving. But we try gradually to overcome it. Trying to overcome the pain, the sorrow, and whatsoever.
The Yardolos share this dilapidated house with three other families. After the children's death, an NGO supplied them with some food. Other than that, they haven't received any support. When President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf came to Beatrice Yardolo's house, she promised change.
When the president came, she said she will send social welfare here.
But for now, her government is occupied with ensuring that Ebola remains contained. Benno Müchler, VOA News, Monrovia.
And it's time now for just a little bit of sports. As we reported earlier, Sunny is off today. But in cricket news, Australia heads to the World Cup final with a 95-run victory over defending champions India in Sydney. Steve Smith struck a fluent 105 from 93 balls and Aaron Finch 81 as Australia posted 328-7, the highest score in a World Cup semi-final. India made a solid start to their reply but lost 4 wickets for 32 runs and fell well short on 233 despite their captain making 65. Australia will meet fellow co-host New Zealand in Sunday's final in Melbourne. They will do so looking for their fifth World Cup crown. No other team has more than two, and on the back of a seventh semifinal win in as many attempts. Well, today in friendly international soccer, Brazil will play against France later on today. Other soccer games coming up are Cameroon versus Thailand, and on March 30th, Ghana versus Mali. Here in the U.S., it's down to Sweet 16 in the March Madness college basketball playoffs. Tonight, Kentucky plays West Virginia, Notre Dame plays Wichita, and Wisconsin plays North Carolina. And you can listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports at 1730 hours UTC, right here on the Voice of America.
Coming up in our feature segment, presidential elections get underway in Nigeria on Saturday. And next, the UN humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan is warning that the country might be headed for economic collapse. But first, some music. Here is Angelica Kujo from Benin with Patonga.